You know what I like? How right before we start the show, it's just me and Felix staring at each other with our mouths open, bobbing our heads.
Waiting for the music to start.
For NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Jasmine Garz.
And I'm Felix Contreras. We have a new music show, which we haven't done. This may be our first new music show of the year.
Yeah, we haven't done one in a while, and I was really craving doing a new music show because I have a lot of good new music.
This is one of them.
This is from a remix from Canyon Cody, friend of the show's, and it's a remix of Captain Planet.
And it's a song called Maestros, and it's a cumbia, and you listen all the way through. They did some really brilliant work breaking down all these great elements of cumbia. There's accordion, there's vocals, there's that cumbia beat, there's a marimba.
So good.
Lots of great stuff in this track. Check it out. Right in the middle of that, they broke it down, this really funky, like minimalist beat. But they had these flutes, these Colombian flutes called gaitas that they sampled and they put in there. Just brilliant work. I really like this track a lot.
I love it. And I love cumbia. I went dancing. I went to a salsa club the other day. And, you know, for a lot of people in Latin America, salsa is not the style of dance, you know.
Right.
But, you know, you figure it out. Try not to kill anyone. But then we all went to another friend's house and put some cumbia on, and then everyone could get down.
Then everybody had. From salsa to another form that's very dear to your heart, I know. I brought in a track that you haven't heard. This is from a compilation of disco music from the disco era from Brazil. It's from a very, very nice compilation called From Rio to Sao Paulo, 1976 to 1983. This track is called O Amigo de Nova York.
Nova York.
Nova York. Okay, my Portuguese is gone, but you get the idea.
Lá vem meu amigo de Nova York. Lá vem meu amigo de Nova York. Lá vem meu amigo de Nova York. mim. Comeu batapá e bolo de aipim. Jogou capoeira, tocou birimbau e tamborim.
I have a really soft spot for disco music that is original from, like, originated in Latin America or in Spain.
Okay.
I think I love it so much because a lot of that disco movement and punk movement came right at the heels of a really terrible time in Latin America and in Spain. Decades of dictatorship, war, you know,
I mean, censorship
in the Madrid movement came after, you know, decades of Franco's regime, you know, in Latin America. I mean, in my country, we just finished a disastrous war with the British and, you know, a decade long, awful, bloody dictatorship as the rest of Latin America, you know. And a lot of it is like this really sexual, creative, celebratory energy. So I don't know if maybe disco represents something very different in Latin America than it did in the U.S. But in Latin America, I think it definitely represented this era of, hey, I'm going to be debaucherous if I want, because it's been a really bad situation for the last 20 years or so.
That's a really powerful statement on how one form in one genre can take on different forms based on the social and the cultural context.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I think of when I think of, like, disco, pop, new wave in Latin America and in Spain. I was just thinking about you, like, and about how you associate it probably with superficiality. And I associate it with, like, let's have fun. The bad times are kind of over for now.
Glad we understand that. Glad you spent time thinking about that.
I think about a lot of things in my free time, Felix.
I know one of the things you think about also in your spare time is finding new artists, okay? And I brought one in today that I think you're really going to like. Her name is Vanessa Zamora. She's got a great new album out. It's called Hasta la Fantasía. Check this one out.
Hace mucho que no siento ese trago de felicidad que me hace querer, que me hace querer más y más que ayer. No dejo de pensar que todo es mortal y ya no puedo. Momentos de ayer que ya no me dejan continuar, no dejo de pensar que todo es mortal y ya no puedo dar lo que no. Todo es mortal y ya no puedo dar lo que no tengo, lo que no
I really like the whole album called Hasta la Fantasía, and it's produced by a guy named Alejandro Jimenez, who goes by the name of Jandro. He does his own stuff, but he's also Carla Morrison's producer. I selected that track from the album because I really liked all the production elements, the way he stacked all the different sounds and gave it a nice airy feel. And it's a chance for us, as we get to do here on Alt Latino, to spot an artist early on and then watch her and see how things go. So this is someone to keep track of, Vanessa Zamora.
Speaking of artists to watch, I brought in a new track by an artist I've been watching for a while now. You know, I keep saying that Camila Moreno from Chile, she should be breaking into U.S. audiences with the same force that Ana Tijoux is or Gaby Moreno. Because she's every bit as talented. Her lyrics are just amazing. You know, she's one of the new artists I'm most excited about since we've been doing Alt Latino. Her new track, which is from an upcoming album. And what's it called, Felix?
It's called Libres y Estúpidos.
Con cada cuadro de algún recuerdo, no puedes.
You're giving me this look like, see, I told you.
Told you. She's amazing.
This is a great track. And you know what I want to do? I want to do a music DNA with this track, okay? Because I'm so knocked out by the way it's produced, okay? So I'm going to break it up into little pieces, okay? Mm-hmm. So we're going to start with the first part with this almost like jarana.
Yeah, it's like a charango.
Right. And then that killer beat, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. And then next, she introduces that killer buzz tone bass line. It's like jarring. It's not expecting. And it's funky, 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 funky. I really like it. Like right after that, she strips away everything, right? So it's just that beat. So it's emphasizing the vocals and that the harmony part in the vocals. Then she reintroduces the bass line, but in a really tricky, funky way. It's not in four. I can't even begin to try to count it. I love this part. It makes it dissonant. That odd time makes it dissonant, but funky and really, really clever. And it introduces a really great guitar solo that just makes sounds. There aren't any notes. It just sounds over this guitar solo. And then she introduces this free-floating, completely different texture and sound. And it's just her voice. And it's just floating. Everything is inflected. The sound, the beat, everything. Coming out of that, she reintroduces the whole thing again and takes it to the end. She produced this album herself. It's a brilliantly produced record. I just fell in love with it the first time I heard it, and I got to thank you for bringing it in because it is just all in the service to the lyric and the voice.
Amazing.
Oh, great stuff.
You owe me.
I do. I owe you, so I'm going to bring in another song for you then, all right?
Okay.
I'm going to show you another song. This is from a band called Feia, okay? The girls from Girl in a Coma without Nina Diaz. This is Fanny Diaz on bass and Jen Alba on drums. This is a project that they're working on while Nina Diaz is working on her solo project.
Okay.
Okay? She wrote me, and this is, I'm going to read a couple of things that she sent to me in text. She says, you know, we have songs in both English and Spanish and touch on political issues, homosexuality, being female. And the track I'm going to play is called Mujer Moderna. And she says that it's a song which talks about how women get targeted because of the way they dress. The whole, if she dressed like that, she is asking for it kind of thing.
Okay.
So check this out. This is, again, a band called Feia from Fanny Diaz and Jen Alba and Aaron Magna on guitar and Letty Martinez on vocals.
Hot.
love it.
Very, very.
Because you saw that when I heard, you know, it's without Nina Diaz. I was like, oh.
You know.
But you know what? I love it. And I love when a band, when you can hear what a band sounds like individuals,
right.
You know, and different components, and they sound great.
Gorilla in a Coma still exists because we really, really like that band. But they're off doing different things. And this project, they've released it in a form of a zine, right? An online magazine, an online zine. So you can, we're going to have the link on our website where you can go to the zine and actually download for free Mujer Moderna. And then look at the graphics that go along with all the other songs. It's a great, great project. It's going to be an EP. They're going to have a complete album later this year. But we wanted to give you a sneak preview. And now we're going to end the show in a very, very chill, relaxed mood.
This is another new artist that is just quickly becoming one of my favorites. This is Kali Uchis from Colombia. And this is the track Lottery.
But before we play the song, because it's so pretty and we want to make sure we can hear it in its entirety, we want to remind you that you can hear this song and all the other songs in their entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
We are NPR's Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garz.
This has been Alt Latino. And now, Kali Uchis.
Lottery.
You, what was yours? You probably label me a bug. Maybe I'm just trying way too hard to keep you. You're an angel and I'm blessed, so I am trying to do my best. Want you to know how very nice it was to meet you. So much time I spent to find something that I could call mine. Something real out of all of these phony people. Forget it, but it's only gone.